May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
In today's Gospel from John, Jesus proclaims, "I am the Good Shepherd." He goes on to say, "The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." He claims that the hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves them and runs away. And later, in that same gospel, Jesus expands and says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." To lay down one's life for one's friends. Let me share with you a brief story about Tom. Just 3 years ago, one of my very best friends and members of my former parish, Tom Vernon, died young and suddenly from a massive stroke. He did not tell me or anyone else that he was going to leave us so quickly. And all of his friends were heartbroken. The Lord Jesus Christ was the center of Tom's life. I first met Tom more than 12 years ago. He was the friend that I took trips with and the friend that I confided in and spent time with and worked with. And although our friendship was cut short by his sudden death, it felt like a lifetime in friendship years. There's not a day that goes by that I do not miss him nor pray for him. Tom was a brilliant lawyer, fierce. He had a passion for the law. And when he was involved in a case, you wanted to be on his side of the aisle. And yet, even as Tom practiced within the legal profession, Christ was the center of his life. Countless times he used his legal expertise to help a friend in need, a friend who otherwise could not afford such a talent. He understood that God gives each of us both intellect and ability and calls upon us to use them for not primarily personal gain, but for the betterment of our fellow humanity. Tom was also a mentor to an extraordinary number of young people, both within the law profession and within the church and practically every other walk of life as well. He always would take time out of his busy schedule to stop and to spend time and focus with the individual that needed his wise counsel and advice. He did that for both of my sons. And perhaps, finally, what drew so many to Tom was his trustworthy character and his willingness, if you will, to lay down his life for his friends. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down his life for one's friends. The teaching from Jesus using the imagery of a shepherd who is willing to give his life for the sheep entrusted to his care is one which all of his listeners would have readily identified. And although this gospel imagery is very familiar to us as Christians, both from the story as well as its portrayal in Christian art and Christian stained glass, and on, the art, or, if you will, labor of watching and caring for sheep, especially in the midst of roaming wolves, is not common to many of us. Those who work with horses know how important it is to understand the thinking and responses of a prey animal. Horses are prey animals, just like sheep. You and I know that a human being is in the category of predator, not prey. However, Jesus clearly believed in this passage that at times humans were preyed upon. This was certainly true in his historical context in first century Palestine, where Jews were living under the oppression of the Romans, what the Romans almost obscenely called the Pax Romana, the Roman peace, or the peace of Rome. It was an oppressive reign. And this was certainly true for many first century women and children in Palestine who were ranked for the most part alongside slaves. This was a call from Christ to all who would follow him and his teachings and sacrificial living, to strive to imitate his love. That imitatio Deo, to imitate God. To imitate God for the person in need. Perhaps even the person being preyed upon. It's what John refers to in his first letter when he says to the Christians that are listening, little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Jesus was using the imagery of shepherd as an imagery of action. He was pointing as well, as we know, to the ultimate sacrifice that he was to make, where he would literally lay down his life for his followers on the cross. This model teaching of Jesus and the power we receive, you and I, from the gift of the Holy Spirit, remarkably gives us the ability to choose to live in ways that make us modern-day shepherds for those in our daily lives and those whom we encounter that need us to be pastoral, those without a shepherd, those perhaps who only have in their lives what Jesus would refer to as hired hands, who scatter, who run away when that person is in need. Most of us will not be called upon to literally lay down our life for a friend. But most of us, if we have been graced to be a parent, know what that is, because most of us would give our life for our child. Jesus was saying, will you sacrificially give to that person in need? Will you be there for that person that you encounter that's being preyed upon? No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Tom was a model for me. You may have a Tom in your life. And it is in the words of the baptismal covenant, that agreement we make as Christians, that each of us is called by Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to live in such a way. At the 11 o'clock service today, as we baptize Rosemary Laraquente, second baptism in just these last two Sundays, we will aloud as a congregation recite those baptismal promises. Those promises that we will continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread in the prayers. That we will strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being. That we will resist evil and when we fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. All of those things, seeking to love our neighbor as ourself, that we say, I will with God's help, is your call to be a shepherd in this life. I leave you with this thought from Scottish author and poet Robert Louis Stevenson. And I ask that you think about it in terms of being a shepherd, in terms of being Christ-like. Stevenson wrote, "That one is a success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has gained the respect of intelligent people and the love of children, who has filled their niche and accomplished their task, who leaves the world better than they found it, whether by an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who never lacked appreciation of earth's beauty or failed to express it, who looked for the best in others and gave the best they had." Can we give the best we have as shepherds? I am the good shepherd. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Amen.